Well, hi there, folks. Welcome to the program brought to you, of course, by Midas Gold Group, MidasGoldGroup.com. Now is the time to put your money into gold. We got banks collapsing. We got the stock market crashing. We got interest rates going through the roof. You have to put some money into gold, okay? Do what I'm doing. Go see the guys at Midas Gold Group. I trust them, MidasGoldGroup.com. All right, you're listening to Stinchfield on the Salem Podcast Network. I'm so happy to be with you as I continue to unpack what is happening after the Nashville shooting, where you had a transgender, I guess they call her a transgender male because she is a biological female that was pretending to be a man, goes into the school and shoots it up. Now, the defense of the trans community is crazy. And I'm not blaming the trans community for this shooting. I'm blaming mental illness for this shooting. First and foremost, I blame the shooter for this shooting. Okay? That's the bottom line. You can come out and you could say, this is to blame, that's to blame, all this is to blame. But you know what? You're responsible for your own actions. The shooter is to blame in this situation. Make no mistake about it. But what has the left done? The left has figured out a way to blame everything else but the shooter. And this is what the left typically does. It never takes individual responsibility for anything. It never places blame on one of their own for anything. Joe Biden is the king of this. What does he do? Oh, this was Trump administration, Trump administration, Trump administration. Everything's Trump's fault when it comes to the left. When it comes to mass shooters, same thing. Unless, of course, the mass shooter happens to be a Make America Great Again Republican or an NRA member. Oh, wait a second. We haven't had any of those. But lo and behold, I did some research. We've had a trans or binary or non-binary mass shooter over the last 2 years. Shooter in Colorado, shooter in Denver, Aberdeen, Nashville. All those four shootings in the last 2 years has been done by either a non-binary, somehow related to the LGBTQ plus community, or trans. So four in the last 2 years. Now, when it comes to the blame game, what does the left do? The left comes out and blames, well, guns first and foremost. This has got to be the Second Amendment's problem. But guns you can't blame in this. I mean, when you look at the statistics, when you look at the statistics and they blame guns as being the number one killer of our youth today, by and large, that youth they're talking about are black youth. Black on black crime is what's killing our young people. And typically they're not 4-year-olds who get a hold of a gun in their parents' house and accidentally kill themselves. These are teenagers engaged in gangbang activity. And by and large, those are the numbers and deaths when they talk about young people being killed by guns. And in fact, I went and looked at the statistics. When you look at violent crime in America, 92% of violent crimes in America, assault, rape, murder, robbery, 92%, there was no gun involved, no firearm. That's right, 7.9% of violent crimes involve a firearm. Now, we're told that guns are the cause of all violence in America. Well, if guns are the cause of all violence in America, you would think then that 95% of crimes would involve a gun if it's a violent crime. But it doesn't. It's just the opposite. In fact, most violent crimes, as I said, 92% of them do not involve the use of a firearm. Now, where do I get that statistic from? I get it from the FBI. This is from the FBI's own database. Now, here's another one that really gets the left. 60% of all gun deaths in America are not committed during the commission of a crime with a firearm. 60% of all gun deaths in America are suicides. So, again, what they want to do is get guns out of society to protect everybody from themselves, apparently, including those who want to commit suicide. But as I've said over and over again, if you're hell-bent on killing yourself, you'll find a way to kill yourself. You don't need a gun to do it. You can overdose on pills. You can hang yourself. You can slit your wrist. Not that I'm giving a direction on how to go do this. I recommend to everybody out there, do not go killing yourself. It is not worth it. Yet, 60% of gun deaths in America are due to suicide. They don't tell you that. 94% of all mass shootings, and this is mass shootings that are in a public setting, okay? 94% of them from 1950 through March 27th, meaning the Nashville shooting, occurred in gun-free zones. So think about that. We know for a fact that the shooter, in fact, all criminals, will exploit vulnerability. Criminals exploit weakness. Mass shooters exploit weakness. I played the soundbite for you on the last podcast of the police chief in Nashville saying, yeah, this shooter passed up another outlet, another entity that had very tight security. Apparently, there was another school that they were looking at, but that shooter passed it up because there was such tight security. So they pass it up. Why? Because they want to exploit the weakness. They don't want anyone getting in their way. And in fact, that's exactly what happened in Nashville. No one got in their way but an unarmed school administrator who tried to be a hero and lost her life because she was totally outgunned and outmanned. You can't be a 61-year-old woman or a 60-plus-year-old woman taking on a gunman, gunwoman in this case, armed to the hilt. You're going to lose that battle. So why aren't we protecting our kids in school? When you look at mass shootings happening in gun-free zones, you can't be surprised. We know the movie theater shooter in Aurora also went to a certain movie theater because it didn't have a lot of security, and he even had made indications that that was the case. He was looking for the easiest place to commit the crime. Gun-free zones put everyone at risk. Again, I'll go back to 94% of mass shootings happen in gun-free zones. If it was random, if these shootings were random, well, you wouldn't see that. You'd see mass shootings that happen in places where you're allowed to carry firearms, in malls that allow firearms, like they do many of them in Texas. You'd see them in other places where you're allowed to carry firearms, but you don't. By and large, you see them in gun-free zones. Gun-free zones do not work. And remember, 90% of the shootings that involve the commission of a crime, okay? So when you use a gun, now remember, only 8% of all violent crimes, a gun is used in the commission of that crime. But when that happens, 90% of those crimes are gangbangers. It's gang and drug related, black on black, minority on minority crimes. So guns kill kids. It is true. But it's badly distorted because what's happening is black kids are being killed by other black kids with illegal guns. Illegal. Why aren't we going after the illegal guns on the streets instead of going after law-abiding citizens? That's what needs to happen in America today. Start putting criminals behind bars and we'll all be better off for it. All right, folks, I want to tell you about my friends over at Patriot Mobile. PatriotMobile.com, PatriotMobile.com/Grant. Go there, and here's why I want you to go there. The phone that I'm using is a Patriot Mobile phone. I love this thing. So first off, to get it hooked up was super easy. The customer service was fabulous. They sent a SIM card right to my door. I had it like overnight. There's an eSIM card I use because I put two numbers on my phone. This is fantastic. And I'm paying for service from a company that supports the values that we support. I think Patriot Mobile, in fact, I know it, is the only Christian conservative company out there today. PatriotMobile.com/Grant. PatriotMobile.com/Grant. If you sign up today, free activation. You cannot beat that. PatriotMobile.com/Grant. All right. So as we look at these deranged lunatics, I want to play you a clip of a woman who clearly, she's just a left winger complaining about who's to blame on all of this. Let's listen to her.
You have a transgender person that was finally pushed so far and traumatized so much by the Christian conservative right that they snapped. They did the unthinkable, the unfathomable, and they murdered children. And now, that very group of Christian right conservatives will use that transgender person as a poster for why transgender people are evil and need to be eliminated.
So that is not happening, okay? No one is saying that transgender people need to be eliminated. She's offering up that we're offering for people to go out and kill these people. That's ridiculous. My belief is if you're an adult and you want to be transgender, then go have at it, okay? We live in America. It's a free country. If you're an adult, if you're a kid, you're not at that point yet. You can't have parents making this decision for their kids because it's a life-altering decision, and I don't think the kids are formulated enough. Their brain isn't formulated enough to make a life-altering decision like that, which is why I think transgender surgery should be outlawed until the child is a legal adult. Then have at it. The other side of this is don't push your transgenderism on my children. I don't need them learning about it in school. I don't need them indoctrinated about it at school. I don't need any of those things. But do you notice what she said right off the bat? That it was the Christian right-wing conservatives that forced this transgender shooting to go murder children inside a school. How ridiculous is that? How out of line is that? How delusional is that? And the hypocrisy of this is she's saying that we're going to use this to go after transgender people. She's using the very murder to go after Christian conservatives. She's exploiting the murder. And the mainstream media has been playing this all over the place.
Even though they created the environment that allowed that monster to develop, they are equally responsible. And this is the methodology this entire country has been built on since the beginning. We did it to the indigenous. They were labeled as savages because they wanted to protect their way of life, their land, their lives. We did it to black people and continue.
Shut up. Seriously, shut up. So this is what you're up against, okay? She just said, we are equally responsible. How are we equally responsible for someone going into a school and shooting it up? And by the way, it's looking more and more like the firearm that this person used was not an AR-15, but a pistol-style carbine gun with what appeared to be a pistol brace. And so here's the thing that really gets me. We've got a war now on pistol braces going on. The ATF is coming out with laws to eliminate pistol braces and make you a criminal if you use a pistol brace. And then miraculously, we get a mass shooter that's using a gun with a pistol brace that hasn't been used before. I mean, what is happening? I think in many respects, the media pushes this stuff onto these shooters. The media is responsible for glorifying this stuff, for putting ideas in people's heads. Now, ultimately, the individual is responsible. I don't think just because you watch somebody say something mean that somebody goes out and does it. I don't believe that. But I do believe that the mind becomes warped from these people with mental illness. And certainly she had mental illness. Certainly she had violent tendencies. Certainly she was an evil person on the day she was pulling a trigger and killing those individuals. So Josh Hawley comes out and says that this is a hate crime. And I actually believe it most certainly is a hate crime. This is Josh Hawley.
Today, I will introduce a resolution explicitly condemning this massacre as the hate crime that it is, and calling upon this body to condemn hateful rhetoric that leads to violence.
So that was Josh Hawley, okay? I believe it is a hate crime, even though I've said over and over again, I don't really believe in the definition of hate crimes. I believe a crime is a crime. It should be punished equally, no matter what the motivation is of the crime. You murder somebody, it's punished just as equally, whether it was a crime of passion or whether it was a crime of hate. What's the difference? You killed somebody. I say you get the death penalty, okay? But the ladies, oh, I can't even call them ladies, the cackling hens of The View, Whoopi Goldberg, had a response to Josh Hawley.
Okay. I mean, look, some people are using this as an excuse to demonize the transgender community. I mean, crazy stuff. So is this once again, are we just weeing in the wind?
So is that what we're doing? Are we demonizing the transgender community? The only transgenders that I demonize are the ones that go engage in a drag show in front of kindergartners, that overly sexualize content of their performances in front of young, impressionable children. Those are the people that I demonize. But I'm not saying that we should just outlaw transgenderism, God forbid, go engage in violence against transgender. Nobody's saying that, but that's what they want you to believe. So after Josh Hawley made those comments, Joe Biden was asked about it. Now, you can imagine what Joe Biden had to say, or can you? He's a despicable human being, really, Joe Biden. He's such a dementia-ridden patient, and he laughs at the most inappropriate times. Remember, three children are dead, three adults are dead, and a transgender woman went into that school and killed them, okay? I don't think it's a coincidence that they were Christians, and I don't think it's a coincidence that she was transgender killing Christians. Here's Joe Biden.
Do you believe that Christians were targeted in Nashville school shooting? Do you believe that Christians were targeted?
I have no idea.
Josh Hawley believes they were. What do you say to that?
Well, I probably don't then.
Probably don't.
No, I have no idea.
So the reporter asks, do you believe that Christians were targeted? And he looks at him dumbfounded. Do you believe that Christians were targeted? No, I don't. Well, Josh Hawley says that he does. And then he says, well, then I probably don't then, because he doesn't like anything about Josh Hawley, go figure. And he giggles. No, I'm joking, he says. Listen, I'll listen, play it one more time. Do you believe Christians were targeted in the Nashville school shooting? Christians targeted.
I have no idea.
Josh Hawley believes.
I have no idea. Josh Hawley believes they were.
I probably don't then.
No, I'm joking. Well, first off, Joe Biden, is this the time for jokes? Three people are dead. Remember the day after the shooting, he's in front of the cameras talking about chocolate chip ice cream and creepily telling kids to stand in the audience before he even says anything about these people who were killed in cold blood. That's Joe Biden for you. So they are coming from us. There's no doubt about it that the left wants our hearts and minds, and specifically the kids' hearts and minds. How do I know this? Because they tell us. All right, so coming up in just a moment, I'm going to play for you the most, I think it's a despicable rendition from a gay choir about how they're coming from our kids. My buddy Benny Johnson had posted this. I found it. I'm going to play that for you in a second. But before I do that, I want to tell you about Midas Gold Group. Midas Gold Group can help you buy gold. And I want to tell you why I think this is so important. We are at a point in time right now in this country where everything is under attack. Gold has literally stood the test of time when it comes to protecting finances from overreaching governments, societal collapses, you name it. I don't know if we've been in any worse position than we are right now in modern times, at least in my adult lifetime. MidasGoldGroup.com can help you. MidasGoldGroup.com. And I don't care who you are, rich or poor. If you're a kid listening to this show, you're a young adult, and you just have a few shekels to put together, put some of it in gold. Call Midas Gold Group. They'll help you get a plan together where you can start collecting and start hoarding it. As you get some more money, then add some more to it. Start your collection. You never know when you're going to need to trade this stuff either. And by buying these little coins, little bars, you'll be able to trade it if we ever get to that point. MidasGoldGroup.com, 855-322-GOLD, 855-322-GOLD is the number to call them at. I urge you to do so. All right, so I told you I would play this this rendition, if that's what you want to call it, of a gay choir, I guess it is, basically admitting in song that they are coming for our children. Again, my buddy Benny Johnson called my attention to this. You ready?
We'll convert your children. Someone's got to teach them not to hate. We're coming for them. We're coming for your children.
All right, first off, we're coming for your children. I just said they're coming for our children. Not my words, their words. We'll teach them not to hate. Please, don't worry about it. I got it covered. I got my own kid covered, okay? I'll teach him not to hate. And I don't want my kid hating anybody. I don't want him hating gay people. I don't want him hating transgender. I don't even want him hating Joe Biden or Nancy Pelosi. But we can call out their bull. We can see the idiocy of their actions, their policies, and we can see when it comes to the trans, gay, lesbian activist agenda, to me, it goes against, in many respects, morality, the agenda, okay? I can't imagine Jesus looked down upon this and saying this is a good idea, having transgender people literally shaking their booties, grabbing their junk, in front of little kids. And then I get a song like this. We're coming for your children.
We're coming for them. We're coming for them. We're coming for your children. We're coming for them. We're coming for them. Your children will care about fairness and justice for others. Your children will work to convert other sisters and brothers.
Work to convert other sisters and brothers. Now, my kid already knows about justice and fairness for others. That's called equal opportunity. It's what I push every day on this program, on Real America's Voice, on America First News, GrantStinchfield.com, AM 870, the radio. Man, I got a lot of outlets that I have to talk every day. A lot. The reason I have a lot is because I believe about fairness and justice for all. It's the American way. But I don't believe about indoctrination. I don't believe in pushing my beliefs at all costs on you. I'm going to give you the best argument of why I believe what is right, and then you decide for yourself, man. Seriously, I can only offer it up. You can bring a horse to water, you can't make him drink. These horse-faced liberals, you can't make them drink, man. I'm telling you. Which is why don't waste your breath on the ultra-long face. Horse-faced liberals, okay? Don't waste your breath on them. Focus on the moderates. Focus on those that want to engage with you. Focus on those that are hungry for knowledge. And I promise you, we win this. Should I keep playing this? I mean, they're so out of line.
Then soon we're almost certain your kids will start converting you.
The gay agenda is here. Did they say the gay agenda is coming home? Not to my home. It's not. It's not. Now, listen to me. I'm going to say something that's probably going to be very controversial to my conservative friends. If, and I'll say God forbid, because I like to consider myself all man, 100% all the time, with a 100% staunch record of heterosexuality. But if my son had somehow turned out to be gay, okay? And there was no turning him back from that. I would still love him. I would still support him. I may talk to him about the decision. I would be very concerned. I'd even be scared because I think it's a very tough life to be gay in this society. I don't think that's going to be an easy lifestyle. But I would love him still. I really would. I don't have hatred for these people. In fact, I have sorrow for the people. And in many respects, I think life is really rough for them. I am also a believer that you are, in most cases, born gay. I think is it a genetic deficiency? That'll get my gay friends mad at me that I say it's a genetic deficiency. It'll get my conservative friends mad at me that I say you're born with it. But I think you are. I don't ever remember choosing, okay? I don't remember choosing, oh, I'm sitting in third grade. Oh, look, little Johnny looks like a good-looking young man. Oh, but look at Sally. Sally looks cute. Who should I go with? I wonder. I'm going with Sally. I never chose that. I was just always drawn to the Sallys of the world, okay? I was drawn to the Amys of the world. That's not a joke. I had two Amys in my life. My ex-fiance was Amy. My ex-wife was Amy. No more Amys for me. I'm done with Amys. But I'm saying I'm drawn to the female persuasion, okay? Never had to choose, which is why I do believe you're born with this. So if you're born with it and you believe that, then it's going to be very difficult to change that, which is why I show them grace and love up until the moment that they try to indoctrinate my children, up until the moment that somebody stands in front of me or is on a screen in front of me singing, "We're coming for your children," they will accept the gay agenda. No, not on my watch. Not happening. You can say it, but I will push back against it. Oh, I can't even take it anymore. Don't worry, they say. You got me frightened half to death. There's like, what is it? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. It's like 50 people in this box singing this song. As I do the math, counting the squares, it's like a giant Brady Bunch square for those of you that are listening on the podcast platform. Frightening what we are up against. We're also up against a tyrannical government. We're up against crime that's out of control. We are up against district attorneys that refuse to prosecute crime in America today. So what do you do? I think what you do is you get yourself trained and you arm yourself to protect yourself from these violent criminals that are roaming the streets. How do you do that? You do that by going to pmarmory.com, pmarmory.com. I'm talking about Pickett's Mill Armory, veteran owned, law enforcement background. They use all American-made parts, superior barrels and triggers right out of the box. You can't beat the price of Pickett's Mill Armory's rifles. You can't beat the customer service. Love these guys. So please go to pmarmory.com, pmarmory.com today, and pick yourself up a rifle. It's very easy. The website's great. The guys are great there. You got any questions, call them. PMArmory.com, Pickett's Mill Armory, helping keeping Americans safe, American-made 100%, and a premium rifle without the premium price tag. All right, so look, we've now proven they're coming for our children. We've proven that they're the ones that, for the most part, engage in violence. I don't remember conservatives engaging in violence anywhere. And don't bring up January 6th to me because I've looked at that and there are very few instances of violence there either. Certainly not like we see around the country when it comes to these liberals. This is Jane Fonda. You know, she has become quite a disgrace to America. I want you to listen to what she says here. Check this out.
Decades now of having agency over our body, of being able to determine when and how many children to have. We know what that feels like. We know what that's done for our lives. We're not going back. I don't care what the laws are. We're not going back. Yeah.
I think the women will rise up.
That's the activist.
That's Jane
speaking. Yeah. And she probably will get a Nobel Prize.
But it's the truth.
Very soon.
It is the truth. But we're not going to do it.
Besides marching and protesting, what else do you suggest?
Well, it doesn't happen murder. Overnight. It's not a miraculous...
What did you say?
Murder.
She's kidding. Wait a second. She's just
now,
kidding.
Don't say that. That's
oh, you don't know. They'll pick up on that and
yeah,
just run
that's
with
the
it.
Worst.
She's just kidding. It's
well, let me talk to you about... Let's move on and talk about
Unbelievable.
Jane's activism, which is yeah. legendary.
Folks, if you could see Jane Fonda's face, she was not kidding. Murder. Then Joy Behar, the queen of cackling hens, realized you can't say that. They'll pick up on that. Like, they pick up on everything we say, but we don't ever say murder. Murder, she comes out with. That's Jane Fonda, and they call us the violent ones. You better believe we're going to pick up on this.
Proof.
Very soon.
It is the truth. But we're not going to do it.
Besides marching and protesting, what else do you suggest?
Well, it doesn't happen murder. Overnight. It's not a miraculous...
What did you say?
Murder.
She's kidding. Wait a second. She's just
now,
kidding.
Don't say that. That's
oh, not... you don't know. They'll pick up on that. And...
Wait a second. She's just kidding. No, she's not kidding. This is what they honestly believe. I believe they believe this stuff. So you want to talk about the violent left? All you have to do is go look at who they bring on to The View. That's the violent left. I'm tired of the media covering for these people. It really is. It's despicable. It's disgusting. You've got a transgender woman goes into a school, shoots three people. This story is going to disappear faster than you could say Timbuktu. And the reason it'll disappear is it's because it's a tranny going after Christian children. And it doesn't fit the narrative of what they want. They want that mass shooter in a Make America Great Again hat. And it just doesn't happen. All right, folks, that's going to do it for this edition of Stinchfield. I so appreciate you watching. As always, please don't forget, go to GrantStinchfield.com, GrantStinchfield.com. Get your Stinchfield's Army merchandise there. Subscribe to the podcast as well. If you're watching this on video, please hit like and share it as well. You can get the clips on social media. You spread those around. That helps me too. But please subscribe, Apple, Spotify, anywhere you get your podcasts. It so helps me getting Stinchfield's Army's word out there to the masses. And don't forget MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com/Grant. Up to 66% off. You cannot beat that deal. Just use the promo code Grant at MyPillow. These slippers are fabulous. I have some. Amazing. The new MyPillow 2.0. Amazing. Get them. 2-for-1 deal. You can get one for your wife, one for your loved one. Get it. All right, folks. That's going to do it for us. God bless all of you. Stinchfield's Army rolls.